Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Learn Better by Ulrich Boser, a groundbreaking exploration of the art and science of learning. Published in 2017, Learn Better challenges the conventional wisdom that learning is solely dependent on a person's innate abilities or intelligence, shedding light on the outdated method of rote memorization. Instead, Boser introduces us to six transformative steps that promise to revolutionize how we acquire skills and knowledge. Ulrich Boser brings a unique perspective to this subject, drawing from his extensive background as an editor, writer, reporter, and education researcher. His insights have graced the pages of the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Slate, Wired, and Newsweek. Inspired by his own experiences being labeled a slow learner in his youth, Boser has become a formidable advocate for redefining the learning process. Besides Learn Better, his contributions to the literary and educational world include titles like The Gardner Heist and The Leap. Learn Better is an essential read not just for those facing learning challenges, but for a broad audience including educators, professors, students, and anyone on a quest to master a new skill. It promises to equip its readers with the tools to enhance their learning efficiency, making it not just a book about education, but a transformative experience that could change the way we approach learning altogether. Join us as we summarize and discuss the valuable lessons and pioneering strategies that Learn Better has to offer, in a way that's concise, engaging, and accessible to everyone striving to enhance their learning journey. Learn Better, Mastering the Skills for Success in Life, Business, and School, or How to Become an Expert in Just About Anything. Introduction. Unlock the secrets to becoming a learning maestro. Picture this. The path to mastering any skill or subject lies not in the realm of the naturally gifted or those with an elephantine memory, but rather is accessible to every one of us. Sounds liberating, doesn't it? This is the core premise that propels us into the fascinating world of effective learning strategies. Forget about being born with a silver spoon of genius in your mouth. With the right techniques, you can forge your own. Embark on a journey through the six transformative steps that promise to change the way you learn. These steps are not just about pushing you to achieve excellence in your chosen fields. They're about enriching the experience of learning itself, making it something to look forward to, even in areas that have historically been your Achilles' heel. As we delve deeper, you'll discover ingenious ways to spark your interest in seemingly mundane or challenging topics like statistics. Imagine finding a wellspring of motivation to learn anything under the sun. Yes, even that subject you've always steered clear of. Moreover, have you ever thought an online marketplace like Craigslist could be a key player in your learning arsenal? Prepare to have your mind blown with unconventional yet highly effective learning hacks that draw from the most unexpected places. And then there's the matter of a giant, throbbing, 30-foot-wide buttocks. Intrigued? You should be. This peculiar imagery plays a part in our learning journey, illustrating just how far from the beaten path these strategies can take us. Step by step, these insights are not just about acquiring knowledge. They're about transforming the very fabric of how we learn. By the end of this exploration, the art of learning will not just be demystified. It will be something you can claim mastery over, opening doors to endless possibilities and achievements. Welcome to the world where learning better is not just an option. It's a thrilling adventure that awaits. Part 1. Transform Your Learning with Simple Yet Powerful Strategies. Gone are the days when being a good learner was chalked up to inherent smarts or a photographic memory. Today, we stand on the brink of a learning revolution, armed with the knowledge that the right strategies and tools can make all the difference. It's time to debunk the myth that learning capabilities are set in stone, because they're anything but. Take the groundbreaking experiment by Anastasia Kitsantas in the 1980s which turned traditional notions of learning on their ear. At an all-girls school, students were divided into teams to learn the game of darts. Team performance aimed for the bullseye, team learning method focused on technique, and team conventional wisdom was advised to simply do their best. The results were eye-opening. Not only did the technique-focused learners outshine their peers, but they also enjoyed the process the most. This experiment underscored a pivotal insight. It's not about the goal, but the method that leads to true mastery and enjoyment. Among the arsenal of tools for effective learning, self-quizzing emerges as a titan. This strategy of actively recalling information to test oneself embeds knowledge deeply into long-term memory. Astoundingly, it is proven to be 50% more effective than other learning approaches. A study by Washington University shed light on this by dividing participants into two groups, one that engaged in repetitive reading and another that practiced self-quizzing. The latter group retained significantly more information, a testament to the power of active recall. Another often overlooked yet simple technique for enhancing learning is the use of earplugs to minimize distractions. This method was personally tested by the author at the tender age of 11, struggling with math. The introduction of earplugs to block out external noise made a world of difference, illustrating how easily concentration can be bolstered with minor adjustments to one's environment. These insights serve as a prelude to the main event, 6 transformative steps to elevating your learning. Each step embodies a unique component of effective learning, from harnessing your curiosity to engaging in deliberate practice. As we dive deeper into these stages, remember that the journey to becoming a better learner is not just about intellectual growth, but discovering the joy and excitement in acquiring new knowledge. Part 2. Ignite your learning by finding meaning in your studies. The journey through the landscape of learning can be significantly enriched by imbuing our studies with meaning and value. As we explore the 6 transformative steps to mastering learning, the very first step acts as a beacon, guiding us to connect deeply with the material by finding its relevance and significance in our lives. Take Jason Wolfson, an engineer whose basement is a testament to the synergy between personal passion and learning. At first glance, his elaborate Lego constructions may seem like an adult's whimsical pastime. However, each piece, from a blue police phone booth inspired by Doctor Who to a painstakingly crafted replica of Gonzo, is more than just a toy. It's a labor of love, a bridge between personal interests and creative expression. Wolfson's dedication to these intricate projects showcases how meaning can transform a simple hobby into a profound learning experience, turning him into a veritable master of his craft. Yet, we must acknowledge that meaning and passion aren't readily available commodities. They require effort to unearth and cultivate. Consider the common dilemma faced by students of statistics, a subject often met with indifference or trepidation. Chris Hulleman, a psychology professor at the University of Virginia, tackled this challenge head-on with a brilliant yet simple intervention. By encouraging students to write essays on how statistics could benefit their personal and professional interests, from nursing to marketing, Hulleman helped them forge connections between the abstract world of data and their own lives. This act of connecting the dots between curriculum and personal aspirations transformed their engagement with the subject. The once dry topic of statistics began to sparkle with relevance, igniting a newfound enthusiasm among the students. Remarkably, this shift in perspective led to significant academic improvement, with some students advancing an entire grade level. This narrative underlines a fundamental truth. When we find value and significance in our studies, we not only enhance our learning, but also unlock a reservoir of motivation and perseverance. By embarking on this first step of assigning meaning to our learning endeavors, we set the stage for a journey marked by deeper understanding and more profound discoveries. Part 3, Building Blocks and Bite-Sized Goals, The Road to Skill Mastery. It's a quaint notion to think that a moment of inspiration, akin to an apple bonking Isaac Newton on the head is all it takes to unlock the secrets of the universe or master a new skill. Reality, however, gears us towards a more structured approach, one that involves setting precise targets and understanding the fundamentals before aspiring for grandeur. The second step on our journey towards learning excellence underscores the importance of breaking down ambitious objectives into smaller, more digestible targets. Envision your goal as a marathon and not a sprint. To shave minutes off your marathon time, for example, tackling the marathon in its entirety may seem overwhelming. A more effective strategy involves setting incremental goals, like improving your performance on hilly terrains 1 week, followed by enhancing endurance the next. Such an approach not only simplifies your journey, but also offers clear milestones for tracking progress. However, the ambition to conquer smaller goals comes with a prerequisite, a solid grasp of the basics. Imagine plunging into the world of a new language without knowing its foundational elements. You're asked, "Hast du heute gefrühstückt?" And without a basic understanding of German, you'd be lost, unable to discern that the question pertains to your breakfast habits. This principle of building a foundational knowledge applies universally. Whether you're diving into language learning, tinkering with plumbing, or navigating any new domain, acknowledging the necessity of these building blocks is crucial. They serve as the launch pad from which you can confidently set small, targeted goals. It's this combination of a sturdy foundation and incremental achievement that paves the way for true mastery. With the essentials firmly in your grasp, the task of carving out and achieving these bite-sized objectives becomes an intuitive and rewarding process, steering you closer to your ultimate aspiration with each accomplished goal. Part 4. Feedback, the unsung hero of effective learning. Imagine you're prepping for the most crucial presentation of your career, and you decide to run it by a friend. Why? Because deep down you know that this trial run, this moment of critique, could be the difference between success and stumbling. This very act underscores a fundamental truth in the realm of learning and development. Feedback is indispensable. Embracing feedback. As the third critical step in our learning journey, we recognize that refining skills and accumulating knowledge often requires an external vantage point. After all, it's challenging to spot our own blind spots without a little help from our friends, mentors, or even critics. Feedback, though it might momentarily bristle, ultimately propels us forward, clarifying areas for improvement that we might have blindly skirted around otherwise. The transformative power of feedback isn't just theoretical. It's a reality that many, including the author, have experienced firsthand. For him, basketball was a passion, albeit one at which he initially failed to excel, languishing as perhaps the least proficient member of his team despite daily practice. The missing piece? Targeted feedback. His fortunes took a dramatic turn upon meeting Dwayne Samuels, a basketball instructor discovered through an unlikely source, Craigslist. Samuels' guidance, pinpointing the minutiae of foot positioning and the finesse required for a one-dribble pull-up jump shot, transformed the author's game from futile hoop dreams to scoring three-pointers. The essence of his improvement lay not in solitary practice, but in the tailored feedback that illuminated his path to progress. Moreover, adopting a systemic approach to tracking and reducing errors stands as yet another testament to feedback's value. By diligently recording and analyzing mistakes, we cultivate a heightened awareness of our actions and patterns, steering clear of recurrent pitfalls. This method isn't reserved for those mastering a sport or a new skill. It's equally transformative in high-stakes environments, such as surgical rooms. Mark Bernstein's meticulous decade-long documentation of every lapsus in his Toronto operating room, from miscommunications to delays, led to a substantial decrease in surgical errors, halving the team's error rate. These narratives highlight a universal truth. Feedback is the linchpin of learning and development. It not only fosters awareness and curbs the repetition of mistakes, but also serves as a compass, guiding us towards a more proficient, knowledgeable, and error-free execution of our skills. Whether through direct mentorship or a systematized error-tracking mechanism, welcoming feedback with open arms is a pivotal step on the road to mastery. Part 5. Deepen your expertise with immersion and visualization. The path to becoming a legend in any field is not one of passive inheritance, but of active cultivation. The fourth step toward mastering the art of learning encourages us to build upon our existing knowledge base continually. To scale the heights of our chosen fields, we must immerse ourselves fully in the subject, always seeking ways to expand our understanding and refine our skills. Consider the case of Jackson Pollock, a figure synonymous with innovation in the art world. His journey to acclaim was marked not by solitary genius, but by his willingness to learn and experiment under the guidance of Mexican muralist David Alfaro Siqueiros. It was in Siqueiros' workshop that Pollock was introduced to the groundbreaking drip and pour technique that would eventually define his legacy. However, mastering this technique was not an overnight achievement. Pollock delved into the complexities of fractal structures, learning to imbue his paintings with intricate patterns that echoed natural phenomena, from the spirals of galaxies to the unique formations of Romanesco broccoli. His dedication to extending his understanding of painting through constant exploration and learning led to creations of such complexity that it took a physicist, Richard Taylor, to fully appreciate the fractal intricacies hidden within his art. Another powerful strategy in the journey to deepen our expertise is visualization. This method leverages the mind's ability to conjure vivid imagery to enhance memory and comprehension. The imaginative stand-up comedian Bob Harris offers a whimsical yet striking example of this technique in action. Tasked with remembering the titles of E.M. Forster's novels, Harris envisioned himself in a room, gazing out at an absurdly large animated pair of buttocks, a bizarre image that successfully cemented the titles A Room with a View and Howard's End in his memory, the latter humorously attributed to a fictional giant named Howard. These examples underscore the versatility and effectiveness of visual learning and immersion as methods for expanding our knowledge and skills. Whether through dedicating oneself to the rigorous study and practice of a discipline, as Pollock did, or employing creative visualization techniques to enhance memory, these strategies serve as vital tools in our quest for mastery. In embracing these approaches, we not only enrich our understanding of our fields, but also open ourselves to the infinite possibilities that continuous learning can bring. Part 6. Nurturing mastery through connections and varied practice. The journey to mastering a skill is often mistaken for a monotonous path of endless repetition. However, the reality is far more nuanced and engaging. The fifth critical step in evolving our learning process, relating, teaches us the importance of comprehending the intricate web of relationships between concepts. It's about seeing beyond the surface and understanding the principles that govern the skill or knowledge we seek to master. A compelling illustration of this principle dates back to 1908, when psychologist Charles Judd put the power of understanding relationships to the test at the University of Chicago. In an experiment with children learning to throw darts underwater, he divided the participants into two groups. One group received straightforward practice in the task, while the other was introduced to the concept of light refraction and how it misleads the eye underwater. When the target was later moved to a deeper depth, amplifying the effect of refraction, the group armed with the theoretical knowledge outshone their counterparts, demonstrating that a deeper understanding of underlying principles can significantly enhance practical performance. But there's more to the story. The cultivation of skill mastery is also greatly benefited by diversifying practice methods. A study conducted in 1993 pitted two groups of women against each other in learning to shoot basketball free throws. One group stuck rigidly to practicing free throws alone, while the other broadened their training to include shots from varying distances. The result? The group that engaged in varied practice scenarios showed superior performance in free throws, underscoring the value of versatility in practice. What these examples vividly illustrate is that mastering a skill is not about mindless repetition, but about fostering a deep-rooted understanding of the interplay between concepts and embracing a varied approach to practice. By integrating these strategies into our learning blueprint, we can elevate our proficiency, ensuring that our practice is not just frequent but meaningful and informed. In doing so, we set the stage for a richer, more dynamic journey to mastery, where every step is an opportunity to deepen our skills through insight and innovation. Part 7: Combat Overconfidence Through Reflection and Review. Navigating the world with unwavering certainty in our knowledge and abilities often leads us down the path of overconfidence, a journey marked by missed opportunities for growth and learning. The sixth and final step in our quest for enhanced learning beckons us to revisit and reassess our knowledge. This act of rethinking serves as a crucial guard against the pitfalls of overconfidence, ensuring our readiness to adapt and evolve. The phenomenon of overestimating one's abilities and achievements is not uncommon. It's a trait seen not only in everyday scenarios, like stubbornly refusing to ask for directions, but also in historical contexts that have had significant consequences. The military term victory disease describes this overconfidence vividly, attributing downfall to a surplus of past successes. General George Armstrong Custer's tragic fate at the Battle of the Little Bighorn serves as a stark reminder of how an inflated sense of capability stemming from previous victories can lead to catastrophic outcomes. Acknowledging the gaps in our understanding is the first step toward genuine mastery. Psychologist Art Markman's anecdote about his understanding of how a toilet operates illustrates this beautifully. Despite interacting with it daily and having a rudimentary knowledge of its components, Markman realized his understanding was superficial at best. It was only upon confronting his assumed knowledge that he began to explore and understand the intricacies of toilet mechanics more deeply. This principle of revisiting and questioning our knowledge underlines a powerful strategy against overconfidence. It compels us to break down our understanding, ask foundational questions, and confront the limitations of our knowledge. In doing so, we not only safeguard against the potential consequences of overconfidence, but also open ourselves up to deeper, more meaningful learning experiences. As we journey through the realms of new skills, languages, or any domain of knowledge, embracing these six steps, especially the practice of regularly reviewing our understanding, equips us with a mindset poised for continuous improvement and learning. It's a reminder that mastery is not just about acquiring knowledge, but also about nurturing a humble, inquisitive approach toward what we know and what we have yet to discover. Final summary. At the heart of this enlightening exploration is an empowering truth. Expertise and mastery in virtually any domain are within reach for each one of us. The journey to acquiring profound knowledge and skills is not reserved for a predestined few, but is a path that beckons to all willing to dedicate themselves to the pursuit of learning. The secret lies not merely in raw effort, but in embracing a set of well-established strategies that illuminate the way. The essence of this transformative learning process can be distilled into six foundational steps: value, target, develop, extend, relate, and rethink. Each step represents a critical aspect of efficient learning, from recognizing and deriving meaning from what we learn, setting precise and incremental goals, seeking feedback to refine our skills, immersively broadening our understanding, comprehending the interconnectedness of concepts, to regularly reassessing our knowledge to combat overconfidence. By integrating these pivotal strategies into our approach to learning, we equip ourselves with a powerful toolkit designed not just for superficial knowledge accumulation, but for achieving deep mastery and expertise. Whether your aspirations lie in excelling in a sport, mastering a language, or leading innovations in your field, these principles provide a roadmap to realizing your full potential. In embracing these steps, we're not just learning better, we're setting the stage for a lifetime of curiosity, growth, and unparalleled achievement. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.